I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Welcome to Provincetown.
I just don't care about the money.
I'm sure you remember Stacey Starr from episode 2. She is the aspiring performer who is part of the Summer of SAS program.
Money comes and goes. Money comes and goes. It goes so fast. The music's forever.
Hey, it's you. Guy, hi. Hey. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow.
This will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sign.
The first time I met Stacey Starr was at a bar called the Governor Bradford. The moment she walked in, it was like a scene from a Wild West movie. Everybody turned to look at her. There aren't a lot of people who look like Stacey Starr in town. Black and trans, and always turning a look. Hair done, heels, her star-shaped sunglasses. I was like, this girl is on her way to being a P-Town icon.
Just thinking about tomorrow, clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow.
I was immediately drawn to Starr. Her chaotic energy, how few fucks she gives, how you truly never know what the next thing out of her mouth will be.
I feel like a certain group of people ruined seltzer water. White people. They make everything bland.
Starr is the exact type of person that I imagined would thrive in P-Town. Someone eccentric and quirky who could not be contained by the monotony of regular life.
I'm sorry. Shit, I was feeling it. I was imagining myself down Broadway Street in a nanny dress, and I need to stop. I won't ever stop, but I need to stop right now.
I really thought this would be the place for her.
I prefer the camera, you know? Yeah, I prefer the camera.
I'm Mitra Kaboli. Welcome to Provincetown. Episode 5, Stacey Starr Loves You.
Die, hot dog. Die. Once I'll destroy you, then world domination.
Starr, you are on another level today.
It's a Thursday evening in July. Kristen has invited me and Emily to come to a sunset bonfire with her and Summer of SAS, Ethan and Starr.
Hello, this is Emily with the news. Yes?
Yes. Tell me about the key to the perfect s'more.
Let the marshmallows sit in the fire until they catch on fire, then let them burn until you feel as if they don't need to burn anymore. Then blow them off.
Kristen likes to get everyone together at least once a week for some sort of activity. Sometimes it's functional, like doing laundry or learning how to navigate the local health clinic. But other times, it's just something that's worth experiencing. The type of thing a young out-of-towner probably wouldn't have the knowledge or ability to coordinate. And Sunset Bonfire is one of the top-tier P-Town experiences.
Where are we?
We are at Herring Cove Beach, Provincetown, Massachusetts, for Sunset / Bonfire / Hot Dogs and S'mores.
It was a perfect evening with a true cotton candy sunset, changing colors and shape every minute. The air was still, no wind to whip sand at our hot dogs. Getting together gives everyone a chance to catch up.
Okay, I never told you, Kristen, because you, I don't know, I feel like you're going to be, like, probably mad.
What happened?
Okay, so one night I was out. I come home, and then I look down. There's a centipede right there. Okay. I literally called the cop.
No, you didn't. You called 911?
You called the police on a bug? A centipede? Yo.
Wow. Yes, it committed armed robbery.
Well, like, it did. Like, get out.
While Ethan was coming clean for calling the cops on a bug, Star was in rare form, full of energy, and in show-and-tell mode.
They're so delicate and so mundane. They keep crawling like a moth to a flame. Oh, some things never change. Never change.
But I can tell that Star is starting to wear on Kristen.
I just don't like, no, I don't understand why none of us have to give consent. We're always attacked with performance. And at no point in time does Star ever ask me, Kristen, do you mind if I perform? And then I have to assume position of audience, which, frankly, I don't do.
Here are two people who both love to be the center of attention. Kristen being a stand-up comic, and Star being Star.
Yeah, but you make the assumption that everyone at any point in time should be ready for you to perform for them. Yeah. And that is a lot of a burden on an audience.
No, it's not even about anyone else. It's about, like, I feel the song, so I'm going to let it burst out.
Okay, so I don't...
I could be alone, or I could be with someone.
So it's not rude if I ignore it.
Yeah, it's not rude at all.
Okay, great. That's good. I like that.
As the night goes on, tensions between the two of them continue to escalate.
Hey, what time are we going?
I don't know.
Yeah, why? What's up, Star?
Do you need to be somewhere?
Just a friend of mine wants to hang out, and I don't want them to come all the way here.
A friend of yours? Okay.
So what you're saying is you'd like to blow us off to go hang out with somebody else?
You know, oh,
No, I mean, let's keep real talk. Like, I'm kind of done with the bullshit. Yes. Let's keep it real.
That's a...
Yes.
She's allowed.
She's allowed, but, like, let's keep it real.
Damn, but you don't have to put it like that and make me feel all guilty for it.
Can you meet up with them in, like, half an hour or something? 45? Is that too late?
With you in...
Also, I'm happy to give you a ride somewhere if you want.
Yeah. No, I really don't think that's... No. I honestly, like...
Ugh, now I'm in the doghouse. I don't think it's a big deal if Star leaves early. She's an adult. She can do what she wants. But for Kristen, Star is part of the Summer of SAS program, and she needs to prioritize the quality time with the group. It doesn't feel fair for her to just up and leave in the middle of a hang that everyone cleared time for.
And I don't know why we all have to prioritize Star, and when Star never has to prioritize this group. For any of us to get up and leave is, I don't know, I just... Am I an asshole for that?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I just like, when you're done here, you are free to do whatever you want 90% of the time. With few obligations. And we're not even getting to the part where we're telling our dirty secrets yet, so hold on. Wait,
Kristen just wants Star to follow through on her commitments, even the easy ones, like hanging out with the group when you said you would.
Star is still kind of floating around a bit. We had a chat yesterday about a routine that would service her mental health, getting up in the morning, going on a bike ride, doing something, and like, and that how, you know, she was saying she was feeling a little bit isolated. And I was like, well, you know, part of work is community.
It's honestly surprising that Kristen has the patience to keep running the program. It's not really a full-time job, but she needs to be available all the time. And she isn't paid particularly well either.
How much money do you make off of this?
About $4,000 a year. Give or take, so it's a stipend, and if I raise it, if I raise enough money to cover all the expenses, you know, would I love for this to be a salaried position? Absolutely. Do you think, is $4,000 a lot of money?
No.
I was like, wait. I was like, that doesn't feel like a lot.
No, that's not.
You just triggered my buffalo. And I'm like, it's 4,000. Am I a millionaire?
It's not a lot of money. Hourly, what are you making?
I have no idea. If I can't stop and think about, like, what counts as work? You know, Ethan decides that he has to call the police for a caterpillar. Like, what the hell? You know, like, I accept responsibility for, like, 4 months for other people's children. That's really in one small town, right? Like, if they're in an emergency, I have to show up, you know. My job is to create self-sufficient, happy, healthy humans. Like, that's what I try to do.
Kristen is adamant about one thing. She does this because she wants to share P-Town with a new generation of queers.
You guys want to come here? I will help you if you take this leap. You took the leap? Fuck yeah, here's some money, kid. I love them all. They're all, but it is very much like I'm a support staff of their life, right? And they are in charge of it, and they are like, I'm just here to, so that keeps me from having any real expectations or like,
I mean, you say that, but, like, you know, you guys do something every Tuesday. You, like, took them to the Outer Cape place, and you guys are doing laundry together.
Right.
You know, like, you're giving them some, like, pretty strong guidance.
Well, yeah, but that's what you do as a decent human being. Once a week, I hang out with the kids and make sure that they're not turning into assholes and show them how to do their laundry because I think it's good for society if they know how to take care of themselves, right? Like, and I want to see them do good. And only if they participate in their own success.
I've heard Kristen say this a few times. They have to participate in their own success. And for Kristen, I think that means genuinely wanting to be in P-Town and getting the most out of their time here. I've been trying to track Stacey Starr down to schedule another interview for about a week, and I finally run into her on Commercial Street. I'm able to convince her to come to my place and give me an hour right now. But her energy is the complete opposite from the last time I saw her. Today, Starr seems somewhat sedated. I get her a coffee with 5 sugars at her request, which she immediately downs. Then she tells me she hasn't eaten all day, so we grab a burger and head to my place.
Are you, you've run out of money?
Yeah.
When did you run out of money?
Because busking is not enough right now as an artist.
Starr had a few successful days singing and playing her ukulele on the street for tips, followed by a few not-so-successful ones, which in turn killed her motivation. Honestly, relatable.
Like, the last time I saw you, last week, I guess, you were like, I'm rich. I just paid my rent for the next 2 weeks. What happened since then?
Well, I used the last of what I have to pay my rent. And then I had to pay my phone bill.
And so you didn't make that much money this weekend?
I had to pay my weed dealer.
I guess you got your priorities. How have you been, like, eating, drinking, you know?
Oh, I've had enough food to last me, like, months. I make sure to get stuff that lasts.
Are you, like, worried?
No. Don't worry about a thing. Because every little thing is going to be all right.
I am worried. I know that Starr is not going to go hungry on the streets of P-Town, but I just want to see her have another good day of busking so she can get back in the flow.
Are you going to go out and busk tonight?
Yeah, that's why I bought my ukulele. And I'll go grocery shopping hopefully tomorrow.
Does Kristen know that you're out of money?
You know how Kristen can be. Very mothering. So, she knows.
Okay. I mean, I know Kristen's not going to let you starve, obviously.
She's not, but I love the mothering attitude.
You like it.
Sometimes.
Do you think you're going to try and get a job, or?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a job. What?
You don't sound happy about
it. I'm not.
Why?
Because it sucks and I have to waste my life.
So, fully respect where you're coming from as an artiste, and you, like, just want to work on your craft.
But kind of like what I was saying earlier, like, it's just really hard to survive off of your art. Like, you know, look at Kristen. She's like a comedian, but like, she still has to hustle, and she's like in her 40s. I know you're like young and stuff, but like, are you thinking about like long term at all? Like, how you're gonna survive?
You're right. Guess I'm hoping a YouTube channel. And to, I guess, improve on my social media in terms of, like, Instagram.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One morning, at the very beginning of August, a few days after the bonfire, I get a text from Kristen saying that Stacey Starr is leaving. I'm crushed and surprised to hear this news. I want so badly for Starr to stay and thrive in P-Town. I know that she hasn't been able to hold a job or pay her rent, but that is not a deal-breaker for Kristen. The problem is that Starr can't follow through on any of her commitments, even the ones she wants.
So, like, what I thought had was a corner had turned, right? We got a mental health professional and integrative behavioral therapist.
Ethan and Starr were both requesting counseling services, so Kristen found someone in town who was qualified and willing. Frankly, a major feat.
And I really thought, like, okay, this is the last thing that the program hasn't done that these particular candidates are asking for. So we did that, and I was like, yes. Like, I honestly was like, whew! Sick. They got health insurance. They got counseling. Boom, 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 right? Like, killing it.
Ethan started going to counseling, but Starr blew it off.
30 minutes late for the second one. No call, no show for the third one. Touch base. Yes, I'll totally be there for the next one. Was 20 minutes late. Didn't show. Like, there were multiple no-shows in a row.
In addition to blowing off counseling, a rumor was spreading that Starr was trying to leave town, which, of course, got back to Kristen.
So I wrote her an email and I bought her a ticket, a ferry, and a bus, and we wish her well.
I head into town to look for Starr to ask her what happened, but she's nowhere to be found. Kristen picks me up and we drive around to unpack the last couple of days.
She wanted surgeries. We got her health insurance. She never followed up on it. She wanted mental health care. We got that. She blew it off. She blew off work. You know, there's really... You can't force people. I can't. Oh, hey, Starr!
As we're driving down Commercial Street, we bump into Starr.
Hi!
Here you go. There's your travel money.
Kristen gives her a fistful of cash for food and whatever she needs. Starr is heading home to Buffalo, and it's going to be a very long trip.
Wait, Misha wants to talk to you.
Starr, hold on. Can you come around this way?
Yeah. I'm going to pull over. You want to hop out?
Yeah, let me hop out.
Yeah, sure.
I jump out of the car and decide to join Starr on her goodbyes. after my first couple of interviews, I had this epiphany where maybe a regular sit-down is not the best way for people to understand who she is. I wanted to spend a day with her, see the world through her star-shaped sunglasses. And now, this is my one and only shot. Tomorrow, she'll be taking the ferry out of town.
Can I mic you?
Yes, you may. I wish I could have talked to her first before any of it, but I'm glad.
To Kristen?
Yeah, but I'm glad she's understanding that my family is in danger.
What's happening?
Star is talking about her chosen family in Buffalo. From what I'm able to glean, there's some drama with her apartment and one of her roommates. She needs to go back to deal with it so they don't lose the apartment.
How are you feeling?
At first, the feeling of leaving is hard, but I was feeling it anyways. The only issue here is that I wish I could have at least talked from my own lips to Kristen. But I'm glad someone else did it for me.
Who told what to Kristen?
Just one of my friends, but I'm...
That, like, you wanted to leave?
I think it just came up in the conversation, but yes, yes. And they explained why. And then that's when, you know, Kristen was like, okay, these heels hurt.
For her last day in town, Star made sure to make an impression.
So I'm wearing white boots that go almost to my knee, but they're white and they like lace up and they zip up as well. And they're super cute. And they're high heels, like 6 inches, like my ex-boyfriend's penis. Anyways, so... blue short shorts, a black belt, and a... The best way I can describe this top is it falls right. Oh, hi.
As we're walking, people keep yelling out compliments to Star and her outfit.
And my Star sunglasses. Love the boots. Love the boots. Thank you. Aw, thank you.
I like your boots.
Thank you. Yes, hi. Thank you. Thank you. But I do need to give some bringing back gifts for my family. So let's walk this way.
We head to Shop Therapy, the hippie head shop sex shop store, to see if she can find some cheap sunglasses for her friends in Buffalo.
I know I'm not supposed to be problematic, but I want to give my finger to Shop Therapy for what they did, as in gaslighting and laughing at me about him.
Okay.
So on my way out, I'm going to be like... giving my finger to all of them. Is that all right with you?
Star has a beef with some kid who works at Shop Therapy. I'm not really sure what the issue is exactly. I ran into him on the street, and he told me they had a disagreement about some communism stuff. But this is not Star's take.
I want you to know I'm only doing it because they enabled a racist. Hi.
We walk into Shop Therapy. We spend about 10 minutes trying to pick out sunglasses until Star realizes that all of her friends wear prescription lenses.
My thing is, they're all prescription glasses, so they will not have any use, you know? And they're probably going to be like, sorry, I might get a strawberry dick pop.
A strawberry dick pop?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
So we head upstairs. That's the sex shop, head shop portion of the store. And we're looking at a wall full of dick-shaped candy, like the kind of stuff you buy for a bachelorette party.
Is that for you?
Yeah.
She grabs herself a strawberry dick pop, and nothing for anyone else. She pays, and we head towards the exit.
Do it now, right? Just do it now, right? Let's do it.
Get a souvenir?
No, like... let's do what I came here to do.
The time has come.
All right. I'm going to say something out loud, too. To those that decided to tell whatever the fuck you said, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm giving you guys this as a gift.
She flips off everyone in the store.
Kiss my motherfucking ass, bitches, and you can have your racist friend. Yes, let's go somewhere. That was a power move. High five on that power move. That was bad, bitch, right? That was bad, bitch, what I did, right?
Good for you. How did it feel?
Felt badass as fucking great. Felt amazing. Ooh. Ooh, you know?
Yeah.
After our grand exit from Shop Therapy, We get celebratory cheeseburgers from John's Footlong, and then head over to the CVS so Star can pick up her prescription.
Hello?
While we're waiting, she makes a call.
Hi, I was wondering if we could have our date sooner. 7 wouldn't be a good time because I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 10:30. Would there be any time we could do it sooner? My date.
You have a date?
I have 2 dates today.
What?
Yeah. What?
Are we not going back to your place to pack, or
we are?
Your shoes, at least.
We are, but they only have 45 minutes.
Okay.
Because they have a whole day that's busy, and I'm leaving tomorrow, and they wanted to. So I told them.
What are you guys gonna do?
Just a quick picnic on the beach.
Okay.
And then, like, after we can go to the house.
Okay.
I should have been more timely with it. I hope this is all right with you.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. Do you want me to leave the mic on you, or do you want me to take it? The
card's good. You know what? If you want to listen to the cute sweet date, you can.
I absolutely want to hear. While Star goes on her date, I sit on the beach near the giant blue chair that people like to take photos on, myself included. As I wait, the music from The Crown and Anchor wafts over to the beach. Star and her date are about 100 feet away from me. I'm not watching them or anything. I'm just trying to make sure I don't lose her and my microphone.
Let's smoke all of this weed like it's the last hit of our life. 'Cause maybe tonight I will be smoking in Provincetown. 'Cause tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. there will be no Stacy Star in Provincetown.
I take comfort in the fact that Star is extremely consistent in her personality, regardless of the company she's in.
Don't fuck the people that are actually cool here. Just fuck the rich people who control it. How dare y'all leave these innocent people homeless out here? Shame! And then we wonder, like, why there's, like, a struggling addiction within the gay community. It's because, like, the old gays are selfish. They don't give a shit about, like, younger LGBT people. Like, I mean, the older trans people, the ones who are still alive, give a shit about us. You know why? Because they actually care.
This is why I love Star. She's calling it as she sees it. This place is meant to be a safe haven for queer people, but the people who need it most will likely never see it. While there's not tons of homelessness in P-Town, unstable housing is on the rise. People are couch surfing or living in their cars. It's a problem you would likely never notice as a tourist. The longer I'm here, the more I can see how alienating of a place this is, especially for someone like Stacy Starr, who's Black, trans, and broke.
Right? Because white men like to take over everything, gay or straight, because they're selfish and they can't give the power to somebody else for 1 second.
After a tight 45, Star wraps up her date.
Come on, Mitra, you can bike up that hill.
Finally, we're on our bikes and heading to Star's trailer at the campgrounds to finish up packing. But when we get there, there's actually not much left to pack. Just her keyboard and some hair products. So we go over the logistics for tomorrow.
So I'm going to pick you up tomorrow, and you're going to take the ferry to Boston.
Yeah.
And then you need to get to South Station, which is like maybe like a 20-minute walk from the ferry station.
Or I can bring weed over there, right?
Probably, yeah. But maybe just be low-key about it. It's not like flying, but, you know, okay.
So I need to take a taxi over to South Station.
Yeah, and it'll probably be like $10 taxi ride, something like that. And there might be a shuttle, but it might be better if you just take a taxi to South Station.
Okay, I need to check the price of a taxi from South Station to there.
It won't be more than $20.
Because, again, I want to spend some of this money on weed to take back.
Okay. I just want you to make sure you have enough money to, like, get food tomorrow and whatever and, like, get where you need to go.
I don't have to worry about food.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay. You have food?
I can pack a sandwich.
Okay.
Sandwich, meat, and bread.
Okay.
And stuff.
You have it? Okay, great.
That's why I'm not panicking about the food then.
Okay.
The food's fine.
I don't know why I'm worried about you.
I know, but right now...
I don't have to help her pack or take her to the ferry in the morning, but I offered because honestly, I'm not sure she'll have her shit together. She isn't exactly a details type of person. I'm reminded of a line I read in Cookie Mueller's biography. She was the kind of woman who, if she didn't have to worry about the mundane things, could be really creative. And that's what I wanted for Star, to not have to worry about the mundane. After we stuff her last bottle of shampoo in her suitcase, I finally get to ask her some questions about how she's feeling about everything.
Do you feel, like, ready to go?
Yeah, I've been ready to go. Look, I feel like I failed the program. But there's no such thing as failure. I don't fail anything. Because I was going to leave anyways. I was going to leave by the end of the week, regardless of if the program said anything. And, you know, yeah, I did bad. I didn't have a job. I tried to busk, and then, like, I gave it up. I got lost in myself. Like, I am trying to work on it, okay? And I'm trying my goddamned best, and I had to go back because there I have a job, I have security, I have an apartment, and I have family, and I love the friends and family I have here, don't get me wrong, but I have an entire community, but they need me. Provincetown, it can be here anytime. If I get the money to ever come here, it could be here anytime.
Do you want to come back here?
Maybe one day. Maybe. Maybe. Once if I get famous, will I?
And then I pack up my gear and I leave Star to enjoy her last night in P-Town. The next morning, I grab a nice coffee with lots of sugar and a sandwich from a cafe, since I'm not fully confident in Star's sandwich meat and bread plan. I pick her up and take her to the ferry.
This is for you.
Thank you.
This is for you, too. I hope it has enough sugar in it. The bottom of it is probably way sweeter than the top.
We drive onto McMillan Pier, where the ferry docks, get her two suitcases out of the car, and wait.
Here, let me zip this up. Yeah. There we go. I'm glad I'm feeling it now instead of later. Because I do not want to be in Provincetown when everyone else has the waterworks. Okay, look. I'd rather be the only one crying instead of a town full of crying townies.
It's true that, like, you're leaving on...
on my own accord. Yeah. Yes.
I'm having a lot of mixed emotions. Running all over town with Star yesterday while she said her goodbyes and settled her scores has me exhausted. I'm not entirely sure if she got kicked out of the program or wanted to leave. I guess both can be true at the same time. I really wanted her to stay. I had this fantasy that P-Town would take care of her, flaws and all. And in some ways, it did. I saw the tenderness that people had for her when she was saying her goodbyes yesterday.
I'm gonna be all right. I'm gonna be all right. Don't let anybody fuck with you.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And if they do, I'll cut them up.
Yeah. Cut a bitch.
Exactly.
How Kristen really didn't care if Star paid her rent or not. Or how I drove Star to the ferry myself, making sure she made at least one leg of her journey. But Star wants to go. And when I take a look around town, I don't blame her. This place is not for everyone.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
I feel sad.
Me too! Trust me, I'm trying to hold back right now. Goodbye, Provincetown. Stacy Star loves you.
Next time on Welcome to Provincetown.
I don't do intimacy well.
I don't like that. I've never really had like an intimate moment with anyone. Intimacy is hard.
Welcome to Provincetown was created by Roomtone and Rococo Punch. It's produced by me, Mitra Kaboli, and Emily Foreman in association with Stitcher. Story editing by Gianna Palmer at Witness Docs. Charlotte Livingston is our production assistant. Bart Tochi helped with fact-checking. Editorial advising on this episode from Tyler Morse, Audrey Quinn, and Cassie Wagler. Our executive producers are Jessica Alpert and John Perotti at Rococo Punch, and Ben Riskin and Bianca Grimshaw at Roomtone. Camille Stanley is the executive producer of Witness Docs, and Casey Holford is the technical director. A special thank you to Tuck Woodstock and Sylveon Consulting for their review of the project. If you have a story involving trans, queer, or non-binary folks and want to make sure it's inclusive and reflective, they are your people. Hire them. If you want to see pics from our summer in P-Town, follow us on Instagram at Rococo Punch. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to be Ninja Star for the debut.
Please cut this out. This is not supposed to be, but it's a spoiler, please.
Yeah, this is going to come out much later.
Much later?
Much later.
Okay, I'm going to be Ninja Star next week at Showgirls. You know, Stacy Star in the daylight, but Ninja Star at night with their katana and all black look and, like, their sparkling
What, have you been practicing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be flipping in heels.
Tell me what kind of movements will you be doing?
Think of superhero moves along with cool ninja moves. Oh, I'm so sorry for whoever stuff that was.
It's Emily's.
I'm sorry, Emily. I'm sorry. I karate chopped sand all to your shoes. I'm so sorry.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.